It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1. Mox Radio RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone. It is a Thursday once again, so creeping ever so close to the weekend. I'm pretty sure everybody's loving that part of it. All right, and it's time for our first news bit for today. Of course, our first hour, we try to give you some current events before we give you the entertainment stuff. Well, a magnitude 4.4 earthquake struck Quezon province at around 7. Let me see here. All right, it just jumped. All right, let's do that again. All right, a magnitude 4.4 earthquake struck Quezon province around 7 p.m. Wednesday, with shocks felt in Metro Manila and other parts of Luzon. The tectonic earthquake's epicenter was located 40 kilometers east of Polillo Island. That's according to state seismologists in a bulletin. It was also felt as intensity 3 shocks in Quezon City, Labo, Camarines Norte, Infanta, Quezon, and Arayat, Pampanga. Intensity 2 shocks have meanwhile been recorded in the cities of Makati, Taguig, Muntinlupa, Pasay, and Antipolo, as well as in San Jose del Monte, Bulacan. In Caloocan City, the earthquake was felt as an intensity 1 shock. That's according to FieldVox. No damage or aftershocks are expected from the earthquake. Now, I was pretty surprised that it's just intensity 2, because if you were to read Twitter last night, we were having dinner. I didn't feel it, personally. I was probably on the road. The way I saw, like, the celebs and, you know, people just tweeting away, I guess if you were in a condo, like at a pretty high rise, you would probably feel it more. So it probably felt stronger than just an intensity 2. So I guess, but it was just intensity 2 and 4.4. But of course, everybody gets a little edgy when it comes to earthquakes, because, you know, there is talk of, quote unquote, the big one. I mean, we don't want it to happen, obviously, but, you know, we're just in the Ring of Fire, the Pacific, Asia-Pacific region. That's really just, I don't know, I get freaked out all the time. So hopefully that's it. That's about as bad as it gets. So there you go, the first news bit for today. So let's get back into the music. Of course, you are on The Morning Rush with your Kike Barkada. We'll give you the top 10 in a bit. I will start posting it. And for now, let's just get some Maroon 5 on the way. Their latest, Love Somebody, only here on RX.
Manila's hottest Monster Radio, RX 93.1. The Timber Trap with Sweet Disposition. Right before that, it was Maroon 5's Love Somebody. And we are announcing the top 10, yes?
Yes, okay. We've got a top 10 for you today. Like we said yesterday, remember, we said we would do...
The whole you would throw a stuffed dragon at me.
Yes. Yes. So we are doing the top 10 lame threats. Alam mo yung mga threats na hindi ka talaga matatakot. Kasi kunyari,
mga ganun.
Or baka pag hindi mo ginawa yan, tatabangan ko yung timpla ng juice mo.
Wow, diba? Parang, could you? Oh my God.
Or
kiss the end of the world.
Or pag hindi mo ko tinigilan, every other day na lang kita bibigyan ng gems sa Dragon Veil.
Oh no!
what's like a real, what are the other really
or
lame,
ano,
lame
or mga tipong, pag ikaw hindi mo ginawa to, hahalikan kita.
Ay! Threat yun. Iba yata yun.
That's another top 10 for another day.
Oh, di ba? Kunyari, yung di ba minsan yung threats comes from like kids.
Yeah.
To their parents.
That's right.
Yung parang, sige, daddy, pag hindi mo binili ang toy na yan, kalahating... Ano ba pwedeng ano?
I don't know.
Hindi kasi diba, like, kunyari, like, I'll cry all day. That's not a lame threat, diba? Parang, you don't want your kids crying
kind
all day.
Kind of is.
Well, it kind of is. But
oh, well, no. It's not really a lame threat because that's so annoying. Imagine just crying the whole day.
Oo nga, no.
Diba? So it's not very lame.
Oh, di, what's a lame threat from a kid? Pag hindi mo binili yung toy na gusto ko, ito na lang. Mm. Sige, daddy. Pag hindi mo binili yung G.I. Joe na gusto ko, lalaruin ko si Barbie.
Ay, but that's not lame. Para medyo ano, okay, bilhin kita ng G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe
it is, Sonny.
Diba? Something like that. Okay, yeah. But I'm pretty sure you can come up with much better examples. Right. Yeah. So the top 10 lame threats. The lamer, the better. Okay, so if you want to join us, key in RX space your entries and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag lame threats.
I don't know why, but the weather outside just sort of calls for a song that's just like this.
I know.
Here's something from Snow Patrol, a song called Just Say Yes in RX. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush, Top 10. The Morning Rush, Top
10. Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. We are looking for the Top 10 Lame Threats.
All right, but before you do that, let's just do a couple of greetings. Let's say hello to HIV Reactive, who's tuned in, just saying after a few months of being busy, finally getting to listen to you guys again.
Hello, good morning.
So good morning. Let's also say hello to Talking About Kim, who says hello to my April and good morning to my Thai rusher friend, ako si Makoy. Let's also say good morning to Caliber and just saying it's almost a weekend. So, good morning. Let's also say hello to Pochia, who says hello to all the PH and SG rushers.
Hey,
and
hello.
Ay, nako. So Team T.
Okay.
Ingat kayo dyan. Sneaky. Let's also say good morning to ang kulit ni Gligal, Gledgy. Ah, there. Saying good morning to Leanne Saint. Hope you had a great sleep last night. Let's also say hello to BBC's nephew, Dexter Anderson, who listens going to school. So good morning. Let's also say hello to Keng, who says hello to Abner Soto. I love you. That's coming from her. And Joanne Charm just saying hello to Sweet Tooth 28, Celestial Dark Angel, Lytle Gallo, Pau de los Santos, Cham Sangil, the James Harold, R.D. Monteverhen, and Wicked Norms. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, here.
Oh, what?
Butter Baby starts it off. Pabate! Or else, di ako magre-request.
Okay.
That's
a perfect
right
example. Di ba ko mag-request?
Di ba?
Dapat ganun yung reaction mo eh. Pag nag-threat sila ng lame, yung parang,
di ko.
Napaka-lame naman ang threat mo. Oh, sige, we give some more examples. The top 10 lame threats. Let's start off with from Sico Wengtor. Alam mo yung mga kaklase mo na ikaw ang pinapagawa ng assignment.
Yeah.
So, ang threat
well,
nila.
I never really got to do that because I wasn't exceptionally good at school.
Exactly. So, well, okay, I got to do
I
this.
Was probably the one that was asking people
and
to
you,
do
you would probably ask me to do your homework.
No, I never did that naman. I never went that far.
So, Seiko Anchor says, sasabihin ng bully, sige, pag hindi mo ginawa ang assignment ko, hindi ako magiging honor student.
Okay. Well, he does have a point.
He has a point. It's accurate,
yep.
Accurate, but it's not really scary.
It's not really threatening,
diba?
Yeah.
And also,
let's just greet Diana Meneses a happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
I hope she gets to hear this.
It's
or
the
20th,
right?
Gets to her. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, also, a quick hello to Alan Ruiz, who's also tuned in all the way from the States, if I'm not mistaken.
The U.S.
The
good
U.S.,
morning.
Yeah. Good morning. Yeah.
And also, from Leifi. Sige ka, pag hindi mo ako sinamahan mag-mall, ia-unlike ko yung picture mo.
Oh, no. But I think for some people, this might actually matter.
Oh, eh. Destroyed na yung life. Oh, my gosh. Ande, sige, mamaya na lang.
What?
Basta. Okay. Butter Baby says, or else, pag hindi mo ginawa yan, I will not put choco syrup on your ice cream. You'll have to eat plain ice cream.
Oh, no!
I actually don't like syrup on ice cream.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay lang.
I mean,
good.
I love really good ice cream. And then I'll eat it as
so like
is.
A hot fudge sundae?
I was never a big fan. No, I mean, I'd love it. But it's not something that I would like. Pag hindi mo nalagyan ng syrup, it's not complete. Hindi, basta oh, as yeah. long as it's great ice cream, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, because well, for me, I love vanilla ice cream to begin with. Yeah. Just the vanilla ice cream. I mean, it's good with the syrup.
Yeah.
But if you take it away, it's like, oh, okay. I'll still eat it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like that.
And maybe this is why it's a lame threat.
I'd rather have nuts than chocolate syrup. Diba? Parang like, I don't know. I'd rather have nuts.
I've never actually really liked nuts on my ice cream.
Really?
Yeah.
Like those, what's that about? Rocky Road?
Yeah. I like cookies and cookie
dough. How could you not like Rocky Road?
I've never been a big fan of Rocky Road.
Really?
Or chocolate ice cream.
With marshmallows and,
I hate marshmallows.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
never liked them, even as a kid.
I love marshmallows.
The only time I actually liked marshmallows was like once lang. And after that, I never liked it again. But I think I was...
What?
I wasn't sober. No. I wasn't sober.
Okay.
We were in
okay.
front of a bonfire and yeah. then we roasted the marshmallows.
I love s'mores.
I like s'mores. That's weird, eh?
Oh, that's marshmallows.
Yeah, pero like not the...
Basta not plain.
Not plain.
Well, actually, ako rin naman. I love it in like... cakes and I don't know whatever.
Oh, not even in cakes or in ice
cream.
No.
Okay. Anyway, Ilad Villanueva says, "Pag hindi mo naubos yung kinakain mo, itatap ko yung thigh mo ng teaspoon."
Whoa.
Ang lele.
Parang when people give you threats like this, you don't know how to react. Eh.
Parang
it's like,
parang hindi mo naman pwede sabihin natatakot ka kasi nakakatakot. Pero ayaw mo naman silang i-hurt.
Oh, kasi for them, it's a real
obviously,
threat.
Obviously, it's a threat na, di ba? Si Coengtar says, sige ka, hindi kita bibigyan ng life sa Candy Crush. Oh, this could work.
Oh, this could actually work.
Yeah, a little bit.
I know some people who are like, really?
Who would give anything for a life sa Candy Crush?
Well, not naman anything because I would have completely exploited that.
You are such a perv, I swear. And from Isai.
Wait, what made you think that it was pervy? Although you're right.
It's pervy, trust me. Isai says, sige ka. If you don't watch out, I'm going to breathe your air.
So gusto ko yung ano eh. Sige ka. If you don't watch out, I'm going to...
like, breathe your air. Because sometimes you're not in a position to threaten them. Kunyari, they're like a powerful politician or something. There's not much you can threaten
breathe
them
your
with.
Air. No!
I'm gonna breathe. There.
Minus.
Okay, I just breathed your air. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 lame threats comes from Nickel.
Nickel says,
kunyari, meron ka nililigawan, tas hindi ka pinapansin. Mm. Suplada to, ah. Lagot ka sa akin mamaya. Buong araw kitang ihahug sa mind ko.
Ay, nako.
Oh my gosh.
It's a lot like ano. Did you ever watch Zombieland?
Zombieland, part of it.
You know, or Jesse Eisenberg.
Yung naghahabulan na sila sa amusement park.
Last na yun.
Last na ba yun?
But there was a part there where Jesse Eisenberg... he's always had this fantasy of stroking a girl's hair behind her ear. And then finally, he runs into Emma Stone and he goes like, uh-oh, somebody's in danger of getting her hair stroked tonight. Parang ganun. It's like,
yun, ganun. Di ba? Parang, okay.
That's the worst you can do.
Yeah, parang yan. Sige ka, suplada nito ah. Makikita mo. Ihahug kita sa mind ko all night.
Sa mind ko.
Sa mind ko. Ay, nako.
Okay, that entry came from Nickel?
Nickel.
Nah, wala si, walang entry si Pennies.
Wala eh. Si Dime rin wala. Wala rin. Si Nickels lang.
Nickels lang.
Yeah, kawawang Pennies. Speaking... No, I'm just saying, you know what? I'm so excited. I just wish Del...
Of course you're excited.
No. I just wish Del would get well na.
Why? What?
The script is finished.
For the... You actually wrote
it? It's so done.
Oh my God.
It is so done. I was supposed to bring it today so I'd get you to read it. Pero I swear...
Wait, when
I
did you write it?
Yesterday.
No, where? Like on a piece of paper?
I typed it on Word.
Uh-huh.
It's in 3 copies, printed.
Wow!
I'm telling
I'm
you!
So excited.
It's ano...
our radio series.
It's professional. I'm telling you.
Do we have a working title?
My Jowa's Jowa.
My Jowa's Jowa.
Yes. Meron na tayong script.
I can't wait for it.
I know. I just wish Del would get well na. So because we just have to have like a run through.
Yeah.
Because we have to do it live talaga.
Of course. Of course.
Ay, nako. I'm telling you. And I can't wait. I want
to
do it.
We have to read it.
We have to read it. Basta, I'm telling you.
Because we have to internalize our characters.
Ay, nako. I'm telling you. I am telling you.
I'm so excited.
Right, yes, yes. Right, okay, so. If you want to join us for today, the top 10 lame threats, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag lame threats.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The morning rush.
La 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 la.
The morning rush. Top 10.
The morning rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. We're going like really scary today. Ah, ano to dapat SPG?
Wow. Violence.
Patnubay
ng magulang.
Masyadong violent yung mga threats. Sobra.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Promise. And you know, I really wish I was able to bring the script so I can have you read it.
Right. So, well, basically, here's what, for those of you who missed out on it yesterday.
Yeah.
We came up with a spur of the moment sort of like...
Idea
to come up with a teleserie.
A radio serie.
And so yesterday, little... did I know that right after the show,
yeah,
Chico actually wrote the script already.
As I was coming home in the car, suddenly I was like, oh my gosh, this is what I'll say, and this is what Gino say, this is what Del say.
So the script is already
done.
We're just going to, come up with like...
Yeah, because I was thinking if we should like if we should pre-produce it or if we should do it live.
I think we should do it live.
Kasi iba yung live. Eh. No, let's do it live.
Iba yung feel.
Sige, let's do it live. Oh, I'm so excited.
All right, so that's coming soon.
Yeah, we'll see. Yes. Well, we just need Del to get well first.
Yeah,
and then once she's done, she's okay. Then we will.
Then we'll go ahead and
do the. Naku, this is gonna be epic.
Dapat meron pang parang ano? Parang andog sa inyo.
Yun! Oh my gosh. Yun ang dapat naka-produce.
Ah, parang andog sa inyo ng...
ng ano?
Beklita Films.
Dapat parang ano, like... Oo nga, no? Oh my gosh.
Isinulat ni Binibining Chico Garcia.
Talagang Binibining. Nakakainis.
Binibining Chico Garcia.
Oh my gosh! We should so
my
do
jawa's
this.
My jawa.
We should so... Tapos dapat may ano pa. Yung parang... My jawa's jawa. Jawa's jawa.
Jawa.
Diba? Jawa.
Buti na lang pala, hindi ano, no? May Joas teacher.
May Joas. Teacher. Or my Joas pretty.
My Joas.
Pretty. Oh, we should do this. Okay, so let's do the top 10 lame threats. Let's start off with Jellyshoso.
All right.
Pag hindi ka sumipot, alam mo yung mga, yung mga nag, hostage?
Yeah. Hostage.
Diba, kunyari, I'm talking to the police as kunyari kayo yung hostage ko. Pag hindi mo binigay yung demands ko, babarilin ko to. Parang ganun. So meron kang...
Even when you say it like that, it doesn't sound so convincing. Pag hindi mo binigay yung demands ko, babarilin ko to.
No, diba? Parang ganun yung mga hostage takers.
Oh.
So si Jellyshoso will hold something of the person hostage. Pag hindi ka sumipot on time, hindi ko papakainin tong Tamagotchi mo. Tamagotchi!
Ay, pero... Dati, that would have been like a legitimate threat.
You know, that's the... When you think about it, that's the precursor of Farmville.
Yeah.
Yung pag hindi, di ba? Pag hindi mo hinarvest,
for Dragon Vale and stuff like that.
Hindi, kasi
yeah.
Sa Dragon Vale, they don't die. Eh. You can like...
Ah, they don't ba? You can leave them alone. Okay.
You can leave them alone for like 6 months, come back and they're still okay.
Well, even the Tamagotchis, they don't die. They run away.
Ah, they run away.
If I'm not mistaken, kasi yung sa friend ko dati, they would just run away. And then you'd have to reset the whole thing.
Reset it, start from scratch.
You can't.
Kasi meron bago ngayon, parang, I think it's called Hatch.
Oh.
You get an egg.
Okay.
It's ganun, mag-hatch siya. Tapos parang Tamagotchi, the new version.
Really?
So meron ng mga new versions of Tamagotchi.
Yeah, interesting. Is it an iPhone app?
Yeah.
Done? Okay.
Or website. I'm not sure. Basta parang ganun eh. Yeah. It's called Hatch.
Okay. Not that I'm gonna download it or anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you have?
I wanted one.
I never had one.
I really wanted the Tamagotchi.
I never had the Tamagotchi.
No, because you were like what?
Yeah, I was working in IT.
You were working already, so that would have been like.
Oh, lala, parang.
But I was still
saka,
in, like,
it seemed so
first year high school.
Pagerish.
Really? My friends looked like an egg.
A egg, but hindi ba parang pager siya?
A white
parang,
egg.
Anyway. Oo nga, no? I wonder ano yung timeline ng Tamagotchi. But anyway, I was never into it. Kasi when somebody explained it to me, parang, okay, that sounds really boring.
Mm. Well, look, hey, si J. Ryan was just asking, paano na daw yung plan na horror movie?
One at a time. Ito na nga. Eh. Ang hirap-hirap nga to to get things going. Eh, pwede rin yung horror movie. Pero ito muna. We have to do this first. The, ano, the
basta yung working title talaga natin is Jowang Jowa na.
Hindi.
May Jowa's
may
Jowa.
May Jowa's Jowa.
Okay.
Kasi may Jowa ka, tapos may Jowa yung Jowa mo.
Kasi si The Raymond Boy was like, ang title dapat ng radio serye nyo, Pagdadalaga ng Mga Kikay. Pero dalaga na tayo.
Oo, oh, hindi
actually,
saka ano
siya eh. Sa pagiging dalaga si may iba dyan ano lumabas na, na eh.
Matandang dalaga.
Matrona na.
Ang pagmamatrona ng
Matronics.
Mga Kikay. Oh, ito. From Ilad Villanueva. Pag tayo na late sa kabagalan mo, magbubuntong hininga ako ng sobrang lalim. Ay, yun lang ang gagawin niya. That's it.
Ano okay?
Let's see here. From Mr. Maria. Mm. Pag Gino Boy, pag hindi mo ni-reveal ang Radio 1 crush ni Chico, iti-treat kita sa buffet para lalo kang maging majubis.
Ay, delikado yun. I have to like tell everyone who
oh
your
gosh,
Radio 1.
Why did I read that?
I know. Now I have to tell people who your Radio 1 crush is. No, because that's something for me that I cannot have. That is an actual threat. So, because of that, I will have to expose your Radio 1.
Whatever. Crush. Alam mo tong si, ano, si Nikita.
Oh.
One of our Radio 1s.
Yeah, yeah. Talaga, so alam mo tong si Nikita.
She greeted me happy birthday, di ba?
Mm.
And then somebody goes, hey, Nikita. Tagging us both. Mm. Baka ikaw yung Radio 1 crush ni. Or somebody said, you should reveal Chico's Radio 1 crush. And then another, you know, listener said, baka ikaw. And then Nikita goes, oh, trust me. I'm not his crush.
Oh,
oh my gosh, I wanted to strangle her.
Well, bakit? Baka she just knows. Because she's
no,
always
she knows
here.
Yeah, I know, oh. She knows. But so I'm just saying. Na parang,
why? What's wrong with that?
She's giving clues. Siyempre, pag isa-isa nang sinabing hindi ako.
Hindi, but who?
Kukonti na ng kukonti yun.
Which other, like who's another Radio 1 jock who gets to say that?
It's no, just no one Nikki, pa naman.
Because Nikita's the only one we see.
Oh, that is true.
Oh, diba? So I don't know
but
why
we'll
you're
stop
so,
at that.
I don't know why you're so
we wrong. Will stop at that.
I don't know why you're
diba
so
no, diba friend?
diba friend?
Hindi kita awayin today. Diba friend?
Diba friend?
Diba BFF?
Ah, buffet.
Diba? Nasabi lang yung buffet, ito talaga.
We haven't eaten.
Actually, that's true.
Oh
nga, we haven't eaten. What will we eat today? Okay. Speaking of ano.
If we suddenly just disappear and like, you know, you don't hear commercials or music or whatever, you can say, it's safe to assume that we both just passed out.
Tapos yung dadating dito yung sila Schneider.
No, sila Dre, sila Jindy.
Pagdating nila dito, may dalawang skeleton.
Grabe naman. Ang bilis naman mag-decay.
Yung nasa chair natin, may dalawang skeleton.
Ang bilis naman. Alam mo yun, nakaano na lang. Kalansay na lang.
Oo, kalansay na lang. Na. Yun, no?
Pero naka-headphones, may damit. Oh. Pero yung damit, okay pa. Hindi pa yung napupunit-punit or whatever.
Oo.
Grabe naman. Bilis. Hey, yeah. Our archivist was saying, dapat yata, may Jowa's Jokla.
Diba? I'm telling you guys, ha, abangan nyo yun. I don't know when we can do it. Eh.
Sana, tapos diba meron pa yung mga
hopefully
ano?
Friday. Kaya kayo natin Friday.
Well, if Del's back.
Oh, sige.
Tapos meron pa mga ano. Abangan sa susunod. Na
meron. Pa, nasa script yun.
Sa
ay, nako. I'm
na,
telling you. I'm
sa
telling
pagbabalik.
Now.
And we can get, you know what we can do? We can get Tom to do the VO.
Oh my gosh.
Diba? Ito na! Mga kaibigan.
Ito na!
Ito na!
Diba? Zophie says, ito yung dapat kapitbahay mo yung tinethreaten mo.
Mm.
Kasi kapitbahay mo, umutang sa'yo, tapos ayaw magbayad.
Mm.
Pag hindi ka nagbayad ng utang, magkakaraoke ako pag nagnanap ka.
Oh, but that's horrible.
That's really horrible.
That's really horrible.
I really
actually
hate that.
Yeah. And lalo na if they're singing off tune. Ugh.
I just really just hate
karaoke. Okay lang naman kasi if it sounds nice eh.
No. For me, no. Really good karaoke.
What if you had Madonna singing karaoke?
Alam mo, pag Ang hirap mong ka-argue.
No, think about it. What if you had Madonna?
Hello, it doesn't have to be karaoke. Okay, obviously, even if she's, you know, pounding my head with an anvil.
What is she pounding your head?
No, I mean, like, obviously, anything Madonna would be, like, incredible.
But, that's okay, fine. Not Madonna, regular, Adele.
Wag nga ganun, syempre. I would be such a fan.
Eh, but I'm saying, pag magaling naman yung kumakanta, okay lang.
Okay lang. Pero if it's your kapitbahay, kahit katunog pa niya si Adele, hindi okay yun.
Why? What's the difference?
I don't want.
Even if she sounds like Adele?
Yes.
Why?
I don't want somebody else's karaoke. Who cares about somebody else's singing?
But if it's a celebrity, okay lang.
Ah, syempre.
Napaka-ano mo? What is it? Celebritists?
And that's a celebrity, obviously.
Yeah, but if the person sounds exactly like
him, I don't care.
Why?
Kunyari, it sounds like Adele.
Wouldn't you be happy to hear such talent?
I'm taking a nap. Pero obviously, kung si Adele yon, ibang usapan yon. That's Adele.
Yeah, but the person sounds exactly like Adele.
I don't care.
Oh my God.
I don't care.
Imagine if they're that talented, you wouldn't want to witness it.
No, because you know what? I'm trying to take a nap.
I'm pretty sure that when Charisse was just starting out, that's like how it was. Na parang, oh, it's just some random girl. Pero oh my God,
oh, even if it was Charisse, let's say Charisse before she became famous.
Oh.
I would still be pissed off kasi parang I'm trying to take a nap. Kunyari lang, kunyari I'm taking a nap. And you're like watching videos on YouTube, like the best karaoke singers, but it's still karaoke with that sort of like reverb and that echo and that, I would hate it. And the instruments na,
pero pag celeb, okay lang. It's so weird.
You know, because it doesn't have to be karaoke. It can be like, okay, give me an
paano ko sobrang guwapo?
Andun siya.
Yun lang naman pala eh.
And then, kasi I'm just, you know what I'm imagining kasi, I'm in my bed, in my room, trying to sleep, and next door, I hear this sound of singing, and you just want to go to sleep. Kahit nga kunyari, sabihin na natin,
oh, sige, ganito na lang, okay, sige, you're sleeping, diba? You're sleeping so soundly. Tapos you hear this horrible, horrible, like, give me a karaoke song.
My Way.
I did it. And then maganda yan. Some chills me to the bone. How do I get you alone? Some pikon ka, diba?
Siyempre, nakakasar.
BV. Tapos you look out your window, sisigaw ka na, tapos nakita mo kamukhang kamukha ni Daniel Matsunaga na naka-shirtless, nagkakaraoke.
Come on over, baby.
Gumawa ng sarili.
Tapos bilang,
come on over.
Tapos bilang, oh, lumapit ka.
Closer.
Akong gusto mo, akong halikan. Di ako. Ano? Di ako. Matarin.
Ano?
Ano? Di ako. Kakalasin. Ano?
Di ako. Di ako. Magpapalasing.
Magpapalasing.
Pero ano ikaw lyrics nun? Ay lalasing
eh. Oh, lumapit ka. Pag kung hindi mo, kung gusto mo akong halikan, ah, di ako.
What is this song? Is this an actual song?
It's a song. Oh, lumapit ka. Kung gusto mo akong halikan, ah.
Does it really sound like that?
No, di ako. Kakalasin?
I don't think they'd come up with a song that sounds like this.
Meron. Oh, lumapit ka. Kung gusto mo akong halikan,
di kita sasawayin.
Ah, sasawayin. There, di kita.
You know what?
Sasawayin.
I hope they have this on YouTube with di
kita. They have it, for sure.
I'm gonna see if it actually sounds.
Mine kasi is bossa nova version eh. Oh, lumapit ka.
Kapal naman ng mukha mo. Bossa nova version.
Oh yeah, kung gusto mo akong alikan.
Why do all of your songs? This is how you sound like.
Why did I want it? I'm telling you, did you find it?
All of your songs sound like that.
Did you find it?
O lumapit ka,
yon! Ella de Rosario. Yes! Lumapit ka, gusto mo akong halikan. Arikita, sasawayin.
Ano arikita? Arikita. Okay, here it is.
See, very bossa nova. Oh, see?
Ang layo. Ang layo.
Anong malayo?
First words pa lang eh. Okay, here.
Ito'y gusto ko rin. Alam mo naman. Ako'y
oh my god. You guys should have seen his face. It was the worst. That's something that I'll never be able to erase.
What?
Layo.
What? I'm telling you.
That actually sounds good.
Yeah. Hello. Kasi nga ibang version ng Bossa Nova yung inaano ko.
So, everybody's just tweeting, ang lapit. Ang lapit ng kanta.
At saka imagine na parang very come hither look kasi ando nga yung kumakanta na kamukha ni
Dan. Kung ganun yung tunog mo, tatakbo.
Mapit ka, gusto mo ako. Tikita.
Alright. And the top.
Please. Get me here. Somebody tweeted, parang hinihika na lola. It's the worst rendition I've ever heard.
Okay, fine. But that's what I would sing.
Ayan, si, look at si Joy goes, alam mo kung sino katunog mo? Si Budoy.
Ang sama niya naman. Grabe kayo.
May kapal ka pa ng mukha to say that it's the Bossa Nova version.
I'll go and kick it again. Tsaka notice how yung ako'y kick it again. Lumapit ka.
Oh my god. What? You know what? The guy, what? You guys really what? See his face while he's doing
what?
It.
I'm telling you.
It's like he's singing with ecstasy.
Dapat ano, dapat meron tayong ano.
Arkatun. Sasawayin.
Ay, napagod na ako. Okay, so. And
everybody's just saying, parang pinoses lang si Chico. Si May maingay. Ayun na pala yung tunog ng Bossa Nova ngayon.
Yeah, that's, nakita mo yung beat very Bossa Nova, di ba? And
si Butter Baby go, parang more of ako ay si Kiko Maching. Ay, si Kiko Maching.
Oo nga, no? Ako'y Kiko Maching.
Ay, nako. Oh. Ay, grabe.
Ay, we should do a remake of that song.
Okay.
And the entry. That cup,
please, sayo ka na.
The top flame threat comes from El Mitaño.
El Mitaño says,
kunyan yung girlfriend mo. Sige, babe. Pag hindi mo binili yung designer bag na gusto ko, hindi ko na i-blow yung ano mo, yung coffee mo sa umaga. Ay. I let you drink it hot.
Ay, delix yan.
Lame, no? Lame.
No, for me, that's not lame.
Why? You can do it's it yourself.
Importante. Eh. Ano, but that's added work.
Oh, that is true.
Diba? And it's always fun when someone else does it for you.
Exactly. Kasi parang lukewarm na lang pagdating sa'yo ng coffee. Hindi na yung scalding hot.
Yeah,
diba?
Exactly.
You don't want scalding hot coffee. No, diba? Exactly. Okay, so. The top 10. Alam mo naman. Ako'y akigin.
Yeah! Oh my god! Your face and the sound that you made!
What? That's how she sings it. Kaya kasi nga kinikilig siya.
So ako kinikilig yung sa'yo.
Lumapit ka.
Okay, so speaking of,
I can only imagine people mamaya, like during their lunch breaks.
What?
Ano may ma-LSS sila doon?
Everyone's going.
Arkatung.
Tsaka you have to go from the high to the low. Lumapit ka.
May scoop eh.
May scoop talaga.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 2.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Shocking news breaking right now. This is courtesy of TMZ.com. Breaking news. James Gandolfini, who famously played Tony Soprano on The Sopranos, died earlier today in Italy. That's according to TMZ. Gandolfini is believed to have suffered a heart attack. He was 51. Gandolfini was in Italy to attend the 59th Taormina Film Festival in Sicily, and he was scheduled to participate in a festival event this weekend with Italian director Gabriele Muccino. Gandolfini shot to fame playing a hitman in the 1993 hit True Romance and quickly became a Hollywood legend when he was cast as Tony Soprano in 1999. He won 3 Emmy Awards for the role during the show's 6-season run. Gandolfini also appeared in a ton of huge movies, including Get Shorty, The Mexican, and Zero Dark Thirty.
Yeah, he was there.
And TMZ last spoke to Gandolfini in May in L.A. He was in great spirits, making funny faces and joking about a Sopranos movie. Gandolfini is survived by his wife, Deborah Lynn, who gave birth to the couple's daughter in October just last year.
Wow.
He also has a teenage son from a previous marriage.
I can't believe he...
Wow. I can't believe it. And it's so tragic that he has a newborn baby.
Yeah.
With his wife. Not even a year old.
Sad news.
Wow. Okay, that's quite... Because initially they started like... Since they were, you know, no specific details yet.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I think it's pretty much... pretty much confirmed, at least by TMZ. In like other news agencies, it's not even there yet.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Wow. So sad news. If you stick around, we'll give you more entertainment updates. But for now, you are still on the Morning Rush with your Kikay Barkada, only here on Manila's hottest Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Chico, Delamar, Gino, the Morning Rush. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. Let's do the Top 10 lame threats. Obviously, these are the threats that will not get you scared.
Oh, yeah.
Not get you to do what they want you to do.
Just, well, in essence, they're lame threats.
Exactly. So, Fishmark says, sige, pag hindi nyo ako binila ng bagong book, pabasahin ko yung mga lumang books na kandalang gamit para lumabong mata ko.
Pero,
pag ganyan yung
anak mo, gusto ko na long-term yung planning niya.
Diba? Long-term, oh. Long-term. And Manvale says, pag hindi mo ako sinagot, aalisin ko yung ponytail mo.
But for some girls, that is actually a problem.
Really?
Yeah.
Sobra naman.
They hate it when people mess with their hair.
At saka I love it when girls, I see it all the time, yung magpa-ponytail sila, they'll scrunch up all their hair in a bunch,
yes.
Put the tali,
yeah.
And then they sort of like open the ponytail.
Yeah.
Do you see them do that? Yeah. They go, creak, like they sort of like... spread the ponytail.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why they do that.
I don't know. I don't know why, but I kind of find it sexy when girls tie their hair.
Yeah.
Like the act
the actual
of,
tying
the
of,
actual tying
I know
of
why.
Why?
Because you like armpits. Eh?
No, but even if I don't see him.
I mean, kahit
na,
I think
so.
It's still connected. Na parang even if you don't see it, it kind of like...
Because you're imagining what it looks like. Maybe.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
And I don't know, it just looks so... It looks so delicate the way they do it.
Yeah.
And delicate yet they know what they're doing.
What they're doing.
Like without even
I
having
mean, it's
to
at the
look
back
at
of
it.
Their head.
Yeah. And have you actually tried tying a girl's hair? It's so difficult pala. I always thought
tried.
That it was as easy as like, you know, just pulling it and just putting the ano. But it's not. Kasi parang whenever I used to do it, there would be ano eh. Tikwas na buhok.
Uh-oh.
But some girls just do it so well.
I've never tried tying a girl's hair. I tried blow drying.
May blow dry.
Blow dry, may kulot.
Tapos ano, pinipedicure mo sila.
Coco Hernandez says, di ba yung mga moms, hirap-nirap magising ng kids sa umaga. So the threat of one mom, medyo lame. Pag hindi ka bumangon, this is Coco Hernandez. Pag hindi ka bumangon, hahaba ang tulog mo.
Yay!
Yay! I love it. Thanks, mom. Manvale says, this is a threat for you, Gina Boy. Yeah. Specifically for you.
Okay.
Gina Boy, pag hindi ka umamin na Becky ka, ako ang aamin.
Siya na lang daw.
Alan Ruiz says, sige ka, sa exit ako papasok. Eh, subukan mo.
No. Fine. Okay, they go for it.
Mad Matt Mark says, to a girl, pag hindi mo ako sinagot, papatol ako sa bading. Sabi naman ba din, yay! Meet! Di ba? Camilo says, for a kid. You're talking to a kid. If you don't behave, I'll remove the red and green from your crayon box.
Oh. But this might actually be something.
Would it?
Although, you know what? Had you taken out the brown, I would have been like, okay, whatever.
Ako rin.
Diba? Kasi I use red, green, and blue. And black. Sometimes yellow. But you take out the brown and the white, I'm fine.
Oh naman. White is pretty useless for me.
Not for Del.
And then kasi when you think about it.
Not for Delamar.
Just give me the primary colors and I'll be fine.
Red, green, and blue.
No, red,
ay, sorry, that's
yellow,
ano pala.
And, red, blue,
red
and
green,
yellow.
And blue kasi is the, you know how like in monitors. For TVs, it's always RGB.
That are the primary colors, though. Because you can get green by
what
mixing.
Is it? Red, green, and yellow?
Yeah. You get green with blue and yellow.
Blue
you
and
get
yellow.
Orange with red,
red
and yellow.
Red and yellow.
Anong grey-low?
Red and yellow. I'm trying to...
grey-low.
And then, what about...
Purple is blue
is
and...
blue and red?
Blue and red. So, you know, more or less, you can get the other colors with the primaries. Humdinger says... Sa school, pag hindi mo ako pinakopya, lalagyan ko ng leaves yung bag mo.
Wow. Oh, but you know what we used to do? You know those chalk boxes where they would, alam mo kung saan pinapagpag yung eraser? And then whenever we would have a classmate who would be sleeping, we would take his backpack, put it inside out, and then put the chalk box inside, well, technically the outside of the bag.
Uh-oh.
And then close it. Like, just shake the bag. And then when he wakes up, he's like, oh, but nakabaliktad yung bag ko? And then he opens it. And it's a black bag. It was a black bag pa naman.
Uh-oh.
So it's all like, white na.
Just go how
so
juvenile.
All boys school.
I know, right? El Mitaño says, stop that! Or I'm going to whip you with swan feathers.
Wow. Wow.
Swan feathers. Diba? Ellis Dominique says, sabing tigilan mo na ako eh. Hindi na kita ipopoke sa FB. Ito, okay. And the top, a lame threat, comes from two people, si Kwentor and J. Ryan.
Okay, they both say.
Only because, to a degree, hassle siya, pero it's still too easy
okay.
to get out of the whatever it is they're threatening you with. From si Kwentor, sige ka, papalitan ko yung one letter ng Wi-Fi password natin. Clue. Pinalitan ko ng ibang letter yung last letter. So all I have to do is to go through 26 passwords.
Yeah.
And, I mean, hassle, pero it's still easy enough for you to go
through.
It's
easy enough for you to crack it and whatever.
And from Jay Ryan, sige ka, pagpapalitin ko yung M at yung N sa keyboard mo.
Baliktad lang yung N and M. Which is
magkatabi lang naman.
But then again, I'm sure you'll make a lot of mistakes with that.
Yeah, may, oh, obviously. Pero, I mean, it's not that big a deal. I mean, just change it
hassle.
Back.
Oh, yun nga, hassle.
Eh, ganun lang, di ba? Parang, just change it back okay. together. Not that big a deal. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Lame Threats in all your tweets.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Morning Rush.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush. Part 3.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. And here we go. We've got very strange news.
All right.
Okay, so... gee, great.
That is strange indeed.
Wait. Wait, wait. Ay, nako.
Oh, galing. Grabe.
But nawala. I was here.
That's so strange.
What happened? Oh, there you go. Okay. So, this is news. Sayang wala si Del. It's Delaware.
Okay. Oh.
News from Delaware.
News from Delaware.
Yeah, Wilmington, Delaware. A jury on Monday cleared a doctor of negligence in a lawsuit filed by a Delaware truck driver who underwent a penile implant procedure and ended up with an 8-month erection.
Wow. So, that's gotta hurt.
Exactly. Now, the attorney, Michael Hayden, said as they left the New Castle County Courthouse, where his client, Daniel Metzgar, 44, of Newark, Delaware, was suing urologist Thomas Desperito of Wilmington, Delaware, in April 2010. 4 months after the procedure was performed, Metzgar experienced swelling and was unable to reach Dr. Desperito. So the doctor's lawyer argued that hospital staff who performed tests were unfamiliar with penile implants and were not properly trained to do them.
Right.
Therefore, the results from the tests, including images of the swelling, did not prove negligence. Now, according to Metzgar, he described frequent discomfort and daily embarrassment he experienced after the procedure, including trouble riding a motorcycle, wearing normal clothes, and joining family social events. Metzger told jurors at the start of the trial, "I could hardly dance with me poking my partner. It's not something you want to bring out at parties and show to friends." Okay, all right. And according to Metzger's stepson, Alexander King, 18, described a once close relationship that grew distant after the procedure. King felt uncomfortable having friends over and noticed his stepfather stopped showing up at school and sporting events for obvious reasons. So, there you go. Well, the device was ultimately removed in 2010 and he received a replacement implant, but from another doctor.
Wait, what is the implant for?
I have no idea. It's an implant for something. I don't know. Maybe to make it more substantial, or I don't know.
Things these people do.
I know, right? And I was just thinking, why did he wait 8 months suffering from that
to go back?
To go back to the hospital.
He thought that it would just, you know, die down eventually.
No. Actually, 1 week pa lang dapat, di ba? You're like, wait, this is not normal.
Hindi, kasi ano, tigasin siya eh.
Di ba? Astig.
Astig siya eh.
Astig.
Tigasin. Oh, that's where it came from.
Ay, nako. So, that's, you know, these are the hazards.
You know, when things like that, when things like that happen, you don't just stand by it.
Exactly. You don't take it sitting down.
Yeah, exactly.
You stand up and do something about it.
Yeah.
Oh, hirap kaya magmotor dun. Okay, so there you go.
So imagine the pants that you have to wear. You have to get it like a size bigger.
Right.
Actually, no, not just a size bigger.
Not just
bigger,
a size bigger, because it's going to be very uncomfortable. So, there.
I want to dedicate a song for him.
Sige, go for it.
Let's just go straight into it.
All right, that's the news. We'll have one last for you next hour, only here on Manila's Hottest, Monster Radio, RX 93.1.
I think this is the perfect song that describes what he, well, basically had to go through.
Okay.
Manila's Hottest, Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Kanye West, Kanye West with Stronger. Still reeling from the effects of that whole news bit about... Apparently, it's used for dysfunction.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they used.
Probably.
For.
But gone wrong.
I know, right? Baka daw kasi nung una na-enjoy niya pa. Hey, can we just say hi to Tedric? He's tuned
hey,
in.
Hey, good morning, Tedric!
If I'm not mistaken, he's tuned in with his sister.
Oh, cool!
And you remember that Carly Rae Jepsen song?
Yeah.
That we played earlier? Mm-hmm. Apparently, it's like a collaboration thing with Coke. Diba yung do-do-do-do-do?
Oh, yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Ah, oo nga, no?
Diba?
You're right. Oh, wow. Okay.
Wala lang. Because he texted, he goes like, is that a collaboration thing? And then I googled it and he goes like, oh yeah, that, because that's a signature tune. And I texted, yeah, that no 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 no. And then obviously I just realized that it doesn't make sense when you text no 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 no.
Yeah.
No 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 no. So there.
Na walang tono.
Yeah, anyway. All right.
Remember that app I was telling you about? Tagal mag-download kasi it's from BBC.
Yeah.
Turns out it's about, like, it's called Walking with Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Tapos it turns out it's narrated by Stephen Fry.
Okay.
So, grabe. Sure. Nakakatuwa yung
narration
niya. Okay. I'll give you a sample.
The narrative.
Yes. It's so cool. As in. Oh, but wala. Hello. Ah, naka-silent. Wait. Ulit.
Why are you shushing your iPad?
Okay, go.
To hunt for plant-eating dinosaurs.
Plant eating.
Abelisaurus means Abel's lizard, and was named to honor Roberto Abel, the director of the Argentinian Museum of Natural Science. Sadly, only part of the skull of Abelisaurus has ever been found, so many questions about this enigmatic dinosaur remain unanswered.
Unanswered.
Wow.
Diba ang cool? I mean, I swear, I just really love these like British actors. Usually, see Stephen Fry or see. Who are the others?
The young husbands.
Hindi, di ba? But it's so like, I don't know, it's so official.
Or hello, like any, like Judi Dench.
Yeah.
When she starts talking.
I really love it. Yeah. I really love it. Tsaka listen to, ano, just one last. You have to, what do you call this?
Indulge me.
Listen to how he says, Tyrannosaurus.
Tyrannosaurus.
It's so cool. Okay, here. Where is it? Oh, there.
Wow, he says it so well.
The massive Tyrannosaurus terrorized North America during the Cretaceous period, attacking and killing dinosaurs that were even bigger than it was.
Okay. I wanted to do it here. Listen to this next one.
Intelligent dromaeosaurid of the early Cretaceous period, Utahraptor.
You are such a nerd.
No. Listen. Ay, naku, you did not listen. Listen from the beginning.
As much as a grizzly bear,
I know.
A massive tyrannosaur,
listen to what
a highly intelligent dromaeosaurid of the early Cretaceous period, Utahraptor, had a lethal jaw.
What was that?
Nothing.
What kind of raptor was
that? It's a kind of velociraptor. So I just found it very interesting.
A Utahraptor. Utahraptor.
It's called Thief from Utah.
And then the Tyrannosaurus terrorized North America.
It terrorized North America.
Wonderful.
I think Ginebeau.
Looking French. Ginebeau.
I think we should speak in a British accent.
British accent.
For the rest of the show. What do you think?
Jolly good.
Yeah, very good, Jolly B. Okay, is that a deal?
A deal, Amar.
We will speak British accent.
All throughout the show.
Sure.
What is your show?
Pip, pip, cheerio.
Parang ano, you don't kasi watch Game of Thrones, eh.
Wow.
The girl there, see Ygritte, goes, you know nothing, Jon Snow.
Snow,
because she's like, I don't
parang
know.
Irish.
Parang Irish. Like, you know nothing, Jon Snow.
Snow. Yeah.
Well, we can try.
We will try. We do have like just an hour and 30 minutes.
An hour and a
left
half.
On the show.
An hour and a half.
An hour and a half. Sorry.
They say that you're supposed to.
How do you
speak with a.
Speak
with a
British.
You're supposed to speak British.
Yes.
With a stiff upper lip.
So, I'm going to speak British with a stiff upper lip.
Why do you sound like a duck?
Because my upper lip is not really moving.
Now you sound Russian.
So it's not very easy.
You're so confusing.
No, you should try it. The upper lip really cannot move.
I'm literally just holding my upper lip as
no, it's
talk.
Not the same. You, like, you cannot hold it, but don't move your upper lip.
Okay. So this is a waste of time. This is an utter complete waste of time.
Okay, let's not speak with a stiff that one. But
can we call it a no?
Don't make it too stiff. You can
loosen it up a little bit.
But we will speak with a British accent.
All right, well, let's do the top 10 then.
Fine.
Let us do the top 10.
Fine. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
As one of the most intelligent dinosaurs, Utahraptor was not an animal to be messed with. It wandered North America during the early Cretaceous period.
It's just so for inspiration.
For reference.
For reference.
Because we need to find out how we're supposed to sound...
If we're from Britannia.
Britannia. Britannia.
Okay, so it's time for the top 10 limb threats.
Limb threats. Fishmark was just saying, you know what, you should do the accent and I'll be the neutral.
The normal
accent.
So you'll be American and I'll be
American,
be the British.
And you'll be British. And then, Fishmark was just saying... Okay, so I have to say everything in American, like, you know, sounding
American,
like an American.
American.
You kind of sound like Borat.
Oh! Blimey!
Blimey!
Crikey! Okay, so...
And then somebody was just saying that you also kind of sounded like Daffy Duck.
Daffy Duck?
Daffy. Duff. Daffy.
Daffy Duck.
Daffy Duck.
Daffy Duck. Daffy Duck?
Yeah,
I'm not a Daffy Duck. Daffy Duck.
You're so confused. Duff? Is it Daffy Duck?
But you know...
Or Daffy Duck?
In the British, Daffy means crazy.
Wait, not Daffy. It's Donald.
Oh, Donald.
Donald.
Donald Duck.
Okay, that's out there. Donald Duck.
Donald Duck.
You kind of sound like a British Donald Duck.
Oh, yes. Donald Duck. The Donald Duck, the best friend of Mickey Mouse.
People are so confused. They're all like, is he really British or French or German or what?
Mickey call center guy. Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse.
Like in
Hong Kong, they call him Mikey.
Mikey. Mikey Mouse.
Mikey.
And there's also Gopi.
Gopi. What is Scooby?
Gopi. But you know what the strange thing about Gopi?
Oh, what about Gopi?
Gopi is a dog.
Dog?
With a dog.
What do you mean?
Blutho!
Blutho!
But Gopi is a dog. It's a
Gopi.
So inconsistent of Disney. Right? To a dog with a pet dog. That make not sense.
Oh my god, you sound like an announcer in a beer house.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vanessa.
Walking down stage. Not that I would know.
Alright, I was going to ask, how do you know?
Oh, my friends, they would tell me about it.
So that the Disney,
can you say pink pussycats?
A pink pussycat.
Oh my god! Oh my god! You are a dead ringer for them.
Yeah.
According to my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, Giselle.
Giselle. From the pink pussycat.
Pink pussycat. Alright. So,
Daffy Duck.
Daffy Duck and Donald Duck. Remember the Mickey Mouse and Gopi. With a Pluto. And let's not forget Uncle Scrooge.
What? Scrooge.
Uncle Scrooge. Yes. Okay.
Oh my god. Alright, I dare you to do the entire top 10.
It's going to be very hard to do a British accent. Because a lot of the entries... aren't gallows.
Okay.
Limb threats.
Limb.
The top 10 limb threats. Uod says, Pag hindi mo ako pinansin,
biglang fluent magtagal. Pag hindi mo ako pinansin.
Oh, what says? Pag hindi mo ako pinansin, maglalasing ako, tapos magsasayaw ng sexy.
Wow.
Parang gusto mong, sige, inom ka pa.
Tsaka parang, with that voice, magsasayaw ng sexy.
Alice Dominique says, hindi mo ako papayungan. Ay, nene, sorry. Later. Jedi Master says, alam mo yung mga like...
My mom just texted me. He goes, Chico kind of sounds constipated.
That's my British accent.
Oh, wait. Good job. Cheer what? May goes, hey, you know what? You guys actually sound like Jude Law and Robert Downey Jr. in Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, blimey.
We have to continue this then.
Get out of here.
We have to keep on speaking with a British accent.
Oh, that's perfect. Mm. It's really, really perfect. Some more inspiration.
But it wasn't just intelligent. Weighing around 500 kilograms, it was also the largest member of the Dromaeosauridae family and a...
All right. Why is it that we have to sound old?
The Dromaeosauridae family. I want him to say killing claw.
Killing claw?
There's a part here that says killing claw.
What is a killing claw?
Quickly built 7 meters long bipedal predator with razor sharp claws on its forelimbs and a 24 centimeter killing claw on each
killing
of its back
claw?
Legs.
Killing claw?
I kind of figure that we
I've got a killing claw.
You know, for something like this, I kind of figure that we have to have, we have to sort of imagine ourselves like, well, at least for me, like mga 30 years older. For you, mga 3. And then we have to have a monocle.
You bitch. That's to be British.
You know what I mean? Okay. It's a little bit weird.
So probably we could see like Sherlock Holmes and Watson.
Are you asking me out?
No.
Because you're asking me to watch a movie.
Okay. You be Watson.
Why? Wait.
Because I am Mercury.
Oh, corny.
Watson,
because I'm Mercury. Can I be generic?
Because, you know, with me, nakakasigurado gamot ay laging bago. Paano na naman tayong lasing today? Okay. Here we go, back to the top.
That's horrible.
That's horrible, I have to admit. Okay, from Jedi Master. Alam mo yung mga nakakulong na yung criminal, tapos surrounded na siya by police. Pag hindi ka sumuko, bibigyan ka namin ng 5 more minutes.
Considerate.
Napaka-considerate eh. Ayaw naman niya masyado mag-pressure ka.
Pag hindi ka sumuko,
bigyan ka namin ng 5 minutes. Ha?
Sige lang, isipin muna yan.
OMC says, may naglayas. Nag-threaten maglayas na anak. Mm. Mama! Lalayas na ako! Kung bibigyan mo ako ng pocket money.
May consideration.
May pocket money talaga.
Oh my God, this really reminds me of the way I ran away from home before.
Tapos pumunta ko sa swimming pool. Napaka-fail. Maglalayas, pumunta sa swimming pool.
Ay, naka.
Mr. Maria says, ito winner to. Mm. Pag hindi mo ako minahal, edi, mamahalin pa rin kita. Nox! What a threat, no? Yeah. Ellis Dominique says, huwag niya namin hinihingan ka na number ng girl tapos ayaw bigay sa'yo. Mm. Ano ba? Ibibigay mo ba sa akin yung number mo? O ipagtatanong ko sa mga kaibigan mo? Ang fail! Nakakaawa naman! Uy, sige, ano ba number niya?
Tatanong ko sa iba.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 lame threats comes from Ellis Dominic.
Ellis Dominic or Dominique. Ellis Dominic.
Because ever since I found out
that he's a guy, it's kind of weird saying that he's Dominique. Yeah. Well, LSD says.
Hindi mo ba isa-share yung payong mo? Sige ka. Magpe-pray ako na tangayin sana yung payong mo. Mahahanap mo pa rin naman siya, pero sira na.
Tsaka ang haba eh.
Ang haba talaga eh.
Mahanap mo pa rin naman siya, pero sira na.
She doesn't want to be too mean.
Right.
Kasi pag yung nawala, nawala na yung pa. Hindi, mahanap mo pa naman.
Pero sira na siya.
Pero sira na.
Pero actually, hindi naman sira. Nakabaliktad lang. Alam mo yun?
Oo, diba? So, fail.
Alright.
So, the top 10. Lame threats. Lame threats. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Killer Claw. Just make
you
sure.
I just had to say that. Even if it had absolutely nothing to do with Killer Claw.
Just make sure you include hashtag the morning rush.
Hashtag Gopi.
Lame threats in all your tweets. Lame threats.
Don't forget to include hashtag Pluto.
And Gopi.
Gopi.
The dog with the dog.
Gopi the dog. Gopi the dog.
Yes, Gopi. How could you, a dog, have a dog? It doesn't make...
I think he's had one too many bottles.
I don't know. And he wears clothes.
And
Pluto is naked. Like a dog. Mm. And Gopi talks.
Right.
Pluto...
walks.
Walks.
And Gopi... talks.
Talks.
And Pluto... walks.
And make him most... Mickey Mouse don't itches. He doesn't. He doesn't.
Wilma. It is a Wilma doesn't.
He doesn't. And he's supposed to itches.
What?
So Mickey
he's
Mose.
Supposed to eat what?
Chiz.
Okay.
Like cheddar.
Like cheddar.
Okay. The top 10 lame threats. Just keen RX. I did not. Tapos na.
Bigla na kasi yung pagka-Pinoy. Eh, I did na. Ang ganda na eh.
Sinabi ko na
yun. Skin, all right. Eh, I did na.
So I wrapped it up. Alabo mo eh. I'm tired. Wala pa tayong food.
I haven't eaten. Eating this is what happens when you haven't eaten. Manila's hottest sponsor to RX93.1. Bruno Mars with Treasure.
Treasure.
And apparently there is a connection.
Oh.
Pluto isn't Goofy's dog.
Oh, really?
Pluto is Mickey Mouse's dog.
Oh, it's Mickey.
It's even weirder.
It's weird how a mouse can have a dog.
A mouse?
Yes.
A mouse can have a dog.
And Mickey... Wait, Mickey is a moose, but that's not his last name.
What?
His last name is Bihun.
What?
Bihun.
Must be Bihun? I must be Bihun. Moose Bihun?
Mickey's a mouse. Mouse is not his last name. Mickey's last name is Bihun. You know, one of the joys is seeing the change in facial expression. That's his last name. You know how everybody, like Donald, Donald is a duck. A duck.
A duck.
A duck. A duck.
What is it? It's quite confusing. You know, is it a duck or a duck?
You know, in the Disneyland.
In the Disneyland. Wait, no, but talaga. Are you British or
British,
are you called Santa
British
guy?
All the way from Manchester.
Manchester.
Because I love
a lot of
man.
Because a lot of men.
Especially Chester.
I love man and Chester.
And especially Chester.
No, man with Chester.
Because in Disneyland, the last name is the species. So, for instance, if you were
so
a Disney
is it Pluto
character,
dog?
Pluto, like Mickey Mouse.
Pluto dog.
You have Donald Duck.
Goofy dog.
Goofy dog.
Goofy.
Gopi. Gopi dog.
Gopi dog. Gopi.
And somebody said over Twitter that Gopi is not a dog, but a cow.
Are you daft?
Are you
a
daft?
Cow. Are you daft?
How could Gopi be a cow? No, there's no horny. And then no horny.
Ayan.
He's not Mahorn.
He's not Mahorn.
Where are the horns? Gopi is a dog. He looks like a dog.
He talks like
a dog.
Wait, a dog. The dog doesn't talk.
Mine do. Mine do. Plural. Mine does. It's plural. Mine does. My dogs does, huh? It does. They does. They does. Okay, so...
Parang alam mo yung kinoconvince mo yung sarili mo na tama.
They
does.
They do.
Mine do. Mine does. They
do. They do. They does. All right. Wala na. Pinagpawisan na ako.
Ako rin eh. Pero majakit pa naman ako.
Pero buti na lang, Rigzone yung gamit natin.
That's true.
Para we're not busking.
Para we got to do more.
Diba we got to
diba,
do more?
Parang tao tayo ng
tao. You can laugh all you want. Pwede pa
tamo. You can laugh all we want.
We can even jog.
Jog?
Yes.
Oh.
After.
Jog after. Jog after the show.
We can jog.
We can jog after the show.
The share.
The share.
The share.
You know nothing, John Schneer.
Sir, let's jog after the show.
Let's jog
after the show.
Can we just say hello to Quincy 1618?
Hello, good morning, Quincy.
Who is just, you know, laughing at your wonderful accent.
Really?
But he has a question for you.
Yeah.
What is your favorite J.K. Rowling book?
Harry Potter.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. The
Morning Rush.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1.
Point one.
In German. Point one. And you were saying that the girlfriend of Gopi is actually a coo.
A coo?
Clarabel.
Clarabel coo.
Ah, it's an interracial relationship.
Clarabel coo.
Gopi is a dog. Clarabel is a coo.
Uh-huh.
It's an interracial relationship. Puro animals.
Or Clarabel could be related to one of our DJs, Andre.
Coo. Clarabel
coo. Andre coo.
That's right. And what did Gopi tell Clarabel when he was angry at Clarabel?
What did Gopi tell? I don't know.
I have a beef with you.
But then again, he got even more mad. What did he say?
What did he say?
Ikaw kasi. But did you know what Clarabel said to Goofy?
Gopi.
To Gopi. Yes. You know, like, Gopi. Then you know what he said? She said.
What?
Mumurahin kita.
Mumurahin. No, but it is true. Gopi's girlfriend is a cow.
That's right.
But Luke.
Luke?
The others.
Skywalker?
The others.
Oh, look.
Get it on with their own species.
Like Mickey and Minnie.
Mickey and Minnie.
Mayne.
And Donald and Daisy.
Donald and Daisy.
They're both
and Daffy.
Daffy is different.
Because he's black.
Lonely Tones.
Because he's but he's a black duck. It's a different species.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Right? So it's strange. The rules are very different.
Exactly.
And how come Gopi wears pants, but Donald only wears a shirt? No pants.
I don't know. Maybe you can ask Winnie the Pooh.
You know? And here's one more. If you notice Daisy Dock, a Dak. Daisy Dak.
Daisy Dak.
She wears high heels.
That's right.
But Donald is Nicopair.
Is Nicopair.
He doesn't wear shoes. The rules in Disneyland are crazy.
Much like the host of the show.
Very inconsistent.
That's true. And Tesk. Goofy has a son.
Tesk, Tesk.
Goofy has a son.
Goofy does not have
a son. Yes, he does. Max.
No.
Yes.
They're all like nephews.
No.
Because Uncle Mickey, you have Louie and...
Yeah, that's my son. Yeah, Max.
Ooh. Who's the mother, Clarabelle?
I don't know.
Oh. That's weird.
I don't know.
Like, what do you call, like, half dog, half cow? Huh? Beef hot dog.
All right.
Half dog, half cow. Oh, beef hot dog. Puede. All right, the top 10 lame threats. Let's start off with Avria Chocolat. Sabi ng guy dun sa girl, sige, pag hindi mo ako sinagot, magpapatattoo ako ng Hello Kitty.
Oh, wow.
Pero medyo cute yun eh.
I actually know of somebody who has a Tweety Bird.
Oh, but that's cool. I mean, for a guy.
Tweety Bird?
That's cool kaya.
On his bum?
Wait, how did you...
He told me about it.
Oh, okay. But that's kind of cool.
How is
I
that
think
cool?
It's kinda cool?
A parang Tweety Bird tattoo?
Yeah.
For a guy?
I think it's cute. I think more than Hello Kitty. Because Hello Kitty is just too girly. Parang Tweety Bird, parang, look at me. I'm
did you know the Tweety Bird is actually a guy?
Yeah.
It's so weird.
It's so weird. He's so malamya for a guy.
But he has a really big head.
Yeah, kaya nga, diba? And saka when you see a canary, it looks nothing like Tweety Bird.
Really?
The real canary.
Why does he have such a big head?
Wala lang.
Just so you can see
that. Siguro lang parang wala. And I really love it when... Remember that part na... That Halloween... Did you ever catch that? Yung parang Halloween episode na Tweety Bird became like a big monster bird.
Yeah.
Kasi naman ang kumain kay...
Kay...
kay Sylvester. Kay Pudi Tat.
Kasi usually...
Diba? For a change, he ate the Pudi.
Yeah.
Kasi parang... Yung parang...
He loved eating.
And grabe talaga. Tapos nakikita mo na lang yung tail ni Sylvester.
Yun yung formula, diba?
The one yes.
That, yeah.
Yung ano, yung parang Jekyll and Hyde.
Like a Jekyll and Hyde formula.
Yeah. Tapos naging monster si Tweety Bird.
Yeah.
Grabe. Lumaki siya, tapos kinain niya yung...
Kinain niya
si Pudi Tat.
Yeah.
And
si
also...
Si Sylvester.
Si Sylvester, yeah.
The cat has a name.
Yeah, but pero diba he calls him Pudi?
Yeah.
Si Pudi Tat.
I thought Pudi Tat.
Zophie says, one time, sinabihan niya yung kid na pinapakain niya. Pag hindi ka kumain, matatalo yung Power Rangers. That's her threat. As a kid.
I think I kind of remember something like this.
Something like that.
Hey, wait. Greyweed says, according to the movie, Goofy's son is Max. The mom is kind of hinted to have died because Goofy has a very serious backstory.
Grabe
how,
naman.
No, how weird. How
odd.
No, and how ironic that his name is Goofy but his backstory is
sad. Grabe naman.
Wild.
And Jay Ryan says...
I just love this. Dane Tism was just saying, pardon me, my colleagues, if I start to converse with a British accent.
Oh.
I think we are starting a trend.
Really?
Yeah.
So all the offices all over Metro Manila...
All the offices all over Metro Manila...
Right.
...are going to start talking...
...with a British accent.
They're going to start saying Goofy.
Blimey. Talk. Are we going to talk like this all day?
Maybe.
I'm liking it.
You have to kind of sound very guttural.
Like it. Yeah. Jay Ryan says...
Dwayne B goes, para kayong mga matatandang bakla.
Really? Jay Ryan says, sige ka, kapag ninakawan mo ko ng halik, which means yung steal a kiss, yeah. Gaganti ako.
No.
Ilad Villanueva says, eto mag-work lang tong threat na to kung hindi ka masyadong cute. Kapag hindi mo ako pinansin, magpo-post ako ng Giyomi video.
Ay.
Hey, what a threat.
Yeah, because if you're really cute, that'll be nice. Yeah.
For Rene Boy says, pag hindi ka nagpa-tickle, titicklein ko na lang sarili ko.
Ay, deliks.
Pero mahirap yan, ha? You can't tickle yourself. Try it, like now.
Hindi, madaling gawin, pero hindi masaya.
Hindi, try it. Sige, go. Tickle yourself. It won't
Are
work.
You sure?
It will not work.
I know. It won't work.
It's physically impossible for you to tickle
But
yourself.
You can try.
Mr. Maria says, ito for products. A product that threatens the future consumers. Pag hindi nyo tinangkilik ang aming produkto, sige kayo, hindi nyo makukuha yung nutrients
Okay.
And the top, and I really love this, the top lame threat comes from Uod.
Uod says,
true story. Uod has a husband and a daughter. Now, the husband's threat to the daughter when they're eating, sige, pag walang Kang Kong, walang Hong Kong.
Oh, wow. Oh.
But that's a natural that's
actually,
threat.
But it's actually nice, huh?
Yeah.
If you don't eat your vegetables, we don't go to Hong Kong.
Yeah.
So, pag walang Kang Kong, walang Hong Kong. Ang cute. I really like it. So, if you want to join us, final hour, the top 10 lame threats. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag lame threats.
And apparently it's legit. Goofy is a widower.
He is?
And somebody was saying that most of the Disney stories, they have really sad backstories.
Oh, wow.
Here,
that's
great
strange.
Cuds Cruz was just saying, I think all the original stories of Disney are sad or not all are fantasy at all.
Wow. Okay, right? that's a waker-upper. Hmm. Diba? All right. So if you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Lame Threats.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, part four.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. The top 10 lame threats. Okay, let's start off with Fishmark. Ito, technically, this shouldn't be a lame threat because it's really scary.
Okay.
Pag di mo ako pinansin, bubuksan ko lahat ng folder mo sa laptop mo tapos isi-screen cap.
Scary for you. Not for everyone else.
I think it's scary for everyone else.
No,
you don't want the privacy of your laptop, you know. Shown to everyone.
There's nothing I'm hiding.
Really?
Yeah, on my laptop.
A desktop.
Okay lang.
Pareho tayo.
Pwede naman. Okay lang yung desktop.
More of desktop ako.
No, actually my desktop is fine.
Yon!
Nadali mo, boy!
Yon! Hindi mo pala iniiwan sa ano. Okay.
Wala ako iniiwan. Kahit ano.
From Paul Jeffrey, di ba yung mga gate nakalagay, beware of dog. Tapos may picture ng like bulldog na may collar na may spikes. Di ba usually ganun? Or,
tapos, beware of dog tapos mukha ni Arthas.
Diba? Ang cute.
I think, aww.
Hindi, kay Paul Jeffrey mas matindi dun. Mm. Beware of butterfly. It's guarded by a fierce butterfly.
Oh my God.
It'll flap you to death.
Tapos, di ba, para it's like, flap you to death.
Oh, it'll flap you to death. Flap you to death.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Go flap, 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 flap.
Flap, 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 flap.
Di ba?
But it'll blind you.
Eh, yun nga, hindi naman tayo sure if that's true.
I don't know.
They say lang yun.
Or what if, di ba, parang beware of butterfly, tapos it's like a small picture ng butterfly. Tapos kasi laki pala ng tao.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite apps now, Flutter.
I'm really scared of butterflies. You know that?
Ah, yeah. Really?
I am...
I only don't like the young butterfly kasi nga it's a caterpillar. And I have fear of worms. Anything, you know, wormy.
Wormy. So you never ate gummy worms?
No, I love gummy worms. But I mean, like, the real ones. I really just can't stand.
Why is it? No, come on. Like, you're scared of worms, but you eat gummy worms.
Yeah.
I'm scared of roaches, but if they came out with gummy roaches, I wouldn't eat it.
Oh, eh?
What? I wouldn't.
If they don't even look like gummy...
I am deathly afraid of cockroaches.
Even the ones that look like gummy, parang cartoon cockroach.
Yeah, I'm still scared of it.
Serious?
Hello, Joe's apartment. Well, they did
look
they
like still look like
but
cockroach.
But still, can you imagine eating gummy cockroaches?
Though? I can.
Really?
Yeah. Besides, they don't look like cockroaches.
No, I mean, yung shape, ganun. Pero they're colorful.
Ayun, that's fine with me.
Kadiri.
Eh, mukha namang candy, obviously.
Kadiri pa rin.
Diba? Or, tapos, it's that classic, you're eating a sandwich, tapos you see half a cockroach. Diba?
Alam mo yun.
Nako, what do you call half a cockroach?
Roach.
Roach.
A roach.
A roach nga. Kaya nga.
Alam mo yun, ang ganda-ganda na kasi we didn't eat the whole show. I was looking forward to like really eating a sandwich after this. And after you just said that, wala na.
Hindi, di ba? Parang, or half a worm. Or in my case, you're eating an apple. Tapos you see half a worm.
You're so gross.
So gross na. Blitzkrieg says, eto from a kid na bulol pa. Tige, pag di mo ako ikikit, titigaw ako. Di ba yung sisigaw ka eh, parang I will scream.
Bakit kailangan bulol?
Ha? Kasi parang ang cute, di ba? Parang...
Ay, ha?
Oo, yung tige, tige ka. Pag di mo ako ikikit, titigaw ako ng titigaw.
Mm-hmm. Diba, hindi parang, siya uupo sa sofa.
No. And the random Tony says...
Hindi naman siya uupo to. Eh, tatambay siya sa sofa. No. Sa, kasi parang sisigaw siya ng sisigaw sa may sofa.
Hindi nga eh. Kahit, doesn't matter where. Ikaw talaga. Random Tony says, sige ka, pag iniwan mo ako, magbibigti ako sa puno ng talong.
Puno ng talong?
Yeah. It's a vine.
It's a vine.
So there's nothing really that's going to happen to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you're just gonna fall down.
Diba? Wala, obviously. Renaco says, tigilan mo na yung pagsasabong mo. Kundi, araw-araw, adobong manok ang ulam natin.
But that's a threat.
Actually, that is a
threat. That's a, especially
they say it's
if
not
you're a
good,
cockfighter.
They're saying it's not good.
What?
Kasi
matigas yung
matigas
meat.
Yung meat. Kasi
yeah, but
nga,
some
very
people
muscular.
Eat it.
Really?
Like in the provinces.
Alam ko lang what's good is yung native.
Yeah, manok na native.
Oo.
Kasi, isn't that the same?
No, it's different. They're not necessarily fighting cocks. They're more like native chickens. Kasi parang there's no... They only eat palay, they only eat...
Yeah, native cocks.
Kaya nga. Oh. I know.
Oh, kasi the fighting cocks...
They say those are better talaga.
Uh-huh.
Yung mas maitim.
More than the international
Yeah. Chickens. Diba? And the meat is darker.
So it's a dark...
Yeah, it really is. The chicken meat will be darker. Kasi nga, and a little tougher. Pero it's healthier. And Fish Mark says, sabi ni John Smith kay Pocahontas, sige ka, pag hindi mo ako sinagot, puputulin ko yung sycamore tree para hindi mo malaman how high it grows. Ang lame!
Ay, nako.
And Dren Fran says, sige kuya, pag hindi mo ako binili ng comics, sasabihin ko kay mami na may grinder ka.
Ay, patay, ay, that is a threat.
Teka, that's a real threat.
That's a real threat.
Oo nga.
Especially if you're, like really hiding in a closet.
Mm-hmm. Oo nga, no? Oh, sige. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 lame threats comes from Dine Girl.
Dine Girl says,
I'll ask you a question. Sagot mo hindi. Okay.
Hi, Gino Boy! Naranasan mo na bang masapak sa mukha?
Hindi.
Good for you, ha? Uy, good for you,
ah. Good for you, kasi masakit
eh. Good for you. Siguro kasi masakit yun. Oh,
good for you. Oh, buti naman.
Good. Nice to know. The top 10 lame threats. If you want to join us for the final batch, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag lame threats.
Hey, Kuya Modridge was just saying, hindi nakabulag yung parang powder ng wings ng butterfly.
Ah, really?
Nakaka-irritate lang ng ice.
Oh, wow. Everybody just says that it's really like...
It's just irritating, apparently.
Irritating. Oh, that's cool.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio, RX93.1. Pretty Pauling was saying, you guys are mad. Di ba pag American, crazy? Pero pag British...
You guys are mad.
You're mad. And somebody was saying...
Oh, can we be called the mad people?
Yeah, pwede na. We are mad.
How do you say that in a British accent?
The mad. And somebody from Singapore was saying, kaya lalo kong nalalanghap yung...
The mad.
Di ba may haze ngayon sa Singapore?
I know.
So they were saying that it's really hard to breathe.
I really hope it goes away.
Tapos natawa pa sila, so nalalanghap nila lahat ng haze.
As I read about it, and apparently like there's a forest fire.
Yeah, in Indonesia.
In Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
Is it out already though, the fire?
I'm not sure about the news, pero... Well, anyway, yun nga. There's a lot of haze there.
Medyo...
What?
I'm going there, diba? July.
Ah, yeah.
4.
I'm sure that'll be gone.
Sana.
Pretty sure.
Sana.
Pretty sure. Sana. All right. We've got the final top 10 for today. The top 10 lame threats.
Lame.
Okay. Lame threats. And ang dami mga nagtatag, mga hashtag. Hashtag Utah Raptor, hashtag Killer Claw.
Utah Raptor. A killer claw.
Killer claw. All right, so the top 10.
I love that it has to be a little bit guttural.
It should.
Right.
Diba?
It's a killer claw.
Killer claw.
Killer claw.
Killer claw.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
No, they say I sound like Mrs. Potts when I do that.
Oh, and I'm Chip because I have an American accent.
Mrs. Potts.
See, Chip didn't have a British accent.
Yeah.
Diba?
And also, I know.
Like, why, Mom?
I
it's so American.
I sound either like Mrs. Potts or Professor not Dumbledore. Professor
McGonagall. Yeah.
McGonagall.
And it's always a girl.
I know, right?
An old lady.
Yeah. All right, the top 10
McGonagall.
Lame threats. Lame, huh? Not Alfredo lame. We're talking lame threats. Fishmark says, pag hindi mo ako niyakap, ipiprint ko yung browsing history mo at ipapadala ko kay boss.
Mm.
Ay, nako. Kasi that, even if you're not...
That's an actual threat, yeah, though. Kasi even if you're not like looking at
dirty
adult
pictures
websites
or anything,
or,
yeah, you're not supposed to be browsing stuff that's not
work-related. Yeah.
Kahit nga mga Facebook lang eh, in some offices.
That's why it's firewalled. I think here it is.
I think it is, yeah. Coffee
well,
jelly thin.
Yeah, for the office.
Kapag nakita kong may kasama kang iba, pipikit ako.
No.
Why do you love somebody else?
Well, you do sound like Mrs. Potts.
Diba? Parang like, I don't know. That was my original British accent.
Are? Oo nga, no?
Ah, right?
McGonagall nga.
McGonagall. Kasi I really love Professor McGonagall.
What's her name? The name of the...
Minerva.
No, I mean her, the actress.
Ah, Maggie Smith.
Maggie Smith.
Oh, sige, pampagana lang natin.
Oh, sige.
A hadrosaurid dinosaur living in the late Cretaceous period, Velafrons was found by Martha Carolina Aguillon, a Mexican paleontologist in the 1990s. Amazingly, she stumbled across the skeleton while picking up litter that schoolchildren had left in a disused quarry.
Oh, right.
Right.
That's another British accenter actor.
Accenter?
No, like,
diba call center? Accenter.
No, a lot of them are really good at them. Like,
Do we fall, Master Bruce?
Right. For instance, for the Americans,
so we can learn how to get back on the horse.
For the Americans, Morgan Freeman does
Morgan
very
Freeman.
Good voiceover.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Even Pierce Brosnan.
That's true.
Does voiceovers.
Jeremy Irons.
And Chico Garcia. Those are the greats, you know, when it comes to acting and voiceovers.
Mm-hmm. Voiceovers.
And
I want to slap you.
Like Peerless when it comes to accents.
Mm-hmm.
The different accents.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
You're so annoying. You're getting more annoying by the minute.
And Orlando.
And it's so weird because it's transitioning from like medyo cockney na British. Tapos biglang magiging old.
Magiging that,
like the educated.
The Queen's English. The King's English.
Isn't it the King's tongue?
Yeah, the King's. Yeah.
King's tongue.
Orland says, pag hindi mo ko pinautang, iihian ko yung mga gumamela plants nyo.
Oh, but that's horrible.
That's actually good.
But that's good for them.
That's good for them.
But baho.
But baho. Really? But baho? When John Tweet says, pag hindi ka pumayo, mag-holding hands tayo. Bahala ko.
I'm gonna hold my own hand.
Hindi yun na yun. The Chap Chap Lady says, true story, it actually happened. Galit na siya, no? Sabi niya, hey, you! Yes, you! Don't!
Sabay walk out.
Hindi niya, naubos siya ng words. And the top lame threat.
Wait, Jay yeah. Ryan knows of somebody who's really good with a British accent too.
Oh, really?
He's apparently from Radio 1 though.
Oh, really?
I wonder who
really
this is.
Sure. I don't know. Probably a lot of them would have some British accents.
Like who?
I don't know.
Let's think about
this. Like I said.
Like I said. Because Nikita's good with
shut up, John.
I wonder who.
I have no idea. I really don't know. And I don't want to know.
I'm trying to figure out.
Stop
there.
Sharing. Stop sharing.
I'm not sharing. I'm thinking.
Stop it. Stop thinking. Do what comes naturally.
You little bitch.
I know. But, you know, even if we are to fight, if we are talking in a British accent, accent.
It still sounds lovely.
It sounds lovely. Mm-hmm. Like the sun is shining.
You daft.
You
punk.
You daft. Punk. You daft. Fidok. And the top lame threat comes from El Mitaño.
Okay. El Mitaño says,
pag hindi mo tinigil yan, I will cover your eyes at that exact moment in Man of Steel when Henry Cavill is shirtless.
Horrible!
Horrible! You're evil! Evil! You!
Oh, Irina has a... Trina has a guess as to who your Radio 1 crush is. It's Nikita though. No.
Stop it. You know, when they guess, don't say anything. Kasi pag sinabi mo, ah, Nikita, no. E di pag tumama,
you do know there are like, what, 30, 40 more?
Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Stop. Stop. Stop it. Huh? So, what about us? We have to join. We have to do this. Lame threat.
Well, my definition of a lame threat is, sige ka, pag di mo tinigil yun, buburain ko yung dragon veil mo.
Oh yeah, that's not a lame threat.
But that, for you, it's
how
not a lame
dare
threat.
You? That's... How dare you call that a lame threat? That's a grave threat.
No, it is not a grave threat.
It is a grave threat. Papa blotter kita.
Alam ko na. Sige ka, pag di ka tumigil sa kakulitan mo, tititigan ko yung bibig mo.
Ano ngayon?
Wala lang. Oh. Like you know how awkward, or like whenever you're eating, don't you just hate it when people just
watch you eat? Well, we kind of did that.
See?
No. I mean, like when we were doing that whole cook-off thing, they warned us in advance. We're going to let people watch you eat. Because they have to watch you eat. Because you're tasting it. So it's kind of awkward. Yung usual mong sinusubo mo lahat, ito parang putulin mo muna.
So usually sinusubo mo lahat.
So ito in small pieces. Dapat mas ano ka.
Usually
mas...
big chunks yung sa'yo.
Whatever. Whatever.
Ay. Oh. What about you?
Me? Pag hindi ka tumigil, I will love you a little less.
Ay, pero delikato yun.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was a challenge.
I love you a little less.
No,
kasi it means that it's degrading.
Hindi, just because... Oh, nga, no.
Diba?
Oh, nga, no. Ay, di, ano, Oh, nga, no.
Diba? Huwag na.
Oh, sige na, never mind. Right, never mind. No.
Bye.
No. And watch for the ano ha, not for you, for everybody. But feeling mo naman ikaw, feeling eh rato.
Whatever.
Radio
serie.
You have to wait for that. Uh-oh. Yes. So the script is finished. Hmm. We've chosen a background music, right? Are we sticking with that?
Yeah.
Oh, sige. So we cannot give you any details. You have to.
It'll just happen.
Pure. Okay. So
I really hope Del gets back.
I know. Let's do this because we'll just have to like have like one or two run throughs. It's so simple. The script is so simple, but. Ay nako, basta.
All right.
Okay.
We gotta
go.
So
we'll see you again tomorrow. Please join us. And
Goodbye.
See you tomorrow.
Have a wonderful day ahead.
Cheerio. Pip pip cheerio.
Hip hip.
Hindi hip hip.
I want hip hip. Bakit
hip hip.
Hip hip.
Pip hip.
Hip hip.
Pip hip.
Hooray.
Okay. We'll see ya.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.